Torture is prohibited by law, yet hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children are or have been subject to torture in public or in secret. Although these victims are legally entitled to rehabilitation and redress under Article 14 of the Convention Against Torture, they are often left without help unless non-governmental organizations help them. Here's Mikolai Petrak, a member of the Board of Trustees of the UN Voluntary Fund for Victims of Torture.
The obligation to provide rehabilitation for torture victims is often neglected or not well implemented, either due to a lack of political will, financial resources, or not having the necessary skills. So NGOs often end up taking on this burden.
Petrak was speaking at the Palais des Nations in Geneva at a side event of the UN Human Rights Council. The panel event, organized by the European Union delegation to the UN, as well as South Africa and Denmark, was supported by the UN Fund for Victims of Torture. Managed by the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva, the fund this year marks its 35th year of supporting the doctors, lawyers, and therapists who directly assist victims. Nomfundo Mahapi, executive director at the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation in South Africa, explained why prompt treatment for victims really matters, not only in the short, but in the long run.
Unresolved trauma, both at an individual and collective level, actually perpetuate the cycles of violence and become a hindrance for peace building.
Mahapi explained the crucial role played by the fund in her organization.
We wouldn't have done the work without their support. And that's why we really urge member states to continue contributing to UNVFET. Because our other challenge is that it's almost impossible for states to fund people who are tortured in their country because of the high levels of denial that there's no torture. So the only way in which we're able to get that funding, it is through UNVFET, because then they help us to fund those people and support them.
The panel discussion, held 10 days ahead of the International Day in Support of Victims of Torture on June 26th, comes amid an upswing in popular belief that torture can and even should be used sometimes, as in the fight against terrorism. Victor Madrigal Borlos, Secretary General of the International Rehabilitation Council for Torture Victims, said this trend towards a casual acceptance of torture is a dangerous strike against human rights.
It is very hard to turn on your television and not to find a show where a person is being interrogated under torture and giving out some fantastic information to foil a terrorist attack. I think that type of media is creating an environment where people are thinking and beginning to think that torture should be justified under certain circumstances. We are very worried about this, of course.
Stavros Lambrinidis, EU Special Representative for Human Rights, explained the need for a sustainable security.
We find many times that people who are tortured while in jail end up, when they come out, being more radicalized, not less radicalized. And that, of course, is not a way to build security. That is what sustainable security means, and that is what I do hope that that we will be able, both as European Union and with partners around the world, to instill in the debate at the United Nations level as we speak today.
The speakers called on states to reaffirm their commitment to stop torture and to uphold the law in helping victims to obtain prompt rehabilitation and redress in order to regain their dignity and become productive members of society. Carla Drysdale, United Nations, Geneva.